In today's show, analysts expect turbulent Bitcoin price until 46,500 flips to support, and checking out the latest technical analysis from Mikhail Bendepop. This might be a very realistic scenario for Bitcoin. First test 46,000, I doubt we'll break through in one go. And he also shares here, relax, stay calm, and enjoy the markets. Last day's sentiment slowly started to switch. Long term still bullish, but in order to have a big bullish move, Bitcoin and the price action need to settle and accumulate. That's this period. And as Rhett Capital shares here, though Bitcoin didn't reject from it in a picture-perfect manner, the blue 50-week exponential moving average could be reason to figure as resistance at this time. Still a few days left in the week to confirm, though, and as well, Matt points out here, reclaim of 46,500 will look like a trend reversal. Wells will be providing a bit of resistance there, though. All eyes on $46,500. Also in today's show, Bitcoin hash rate jumps to a new all-time high as Jack Dorsey confirms Block's mining system. As he announces here on crypto Twitter, we're officially building an open Bitcoin mining system. And quoting Ecoino Alchemist here, I like the idea of open sourcing this project. I think that it'll be important to build trust where no reputation exists currently, and also might shift consumer expectations in that direction. Excited to see what they come up with. And this just in, breaking news, the city of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil will allocate 1% of the city's reserves to Bitcoin. This is a pretty massive deal considering their population is about 250 million people. And the news story broke on this Spanish article, translating it into English using Google Translate. Rio Mayor announces buy a Bitcoin for city treasury and discount for IPTU paid in Bitcoin. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Bitcoin could more than double in the coming months, according to Nexo co-founder, and explains why. Quoting him right here, Bitcoin is going to $100,000. We'll see that level for sure. Whether it happens by the end of June, my optimistic scenario, or towards the end of the year, ultimately, it doesn't matter. But it's fascinating how resilient this asset is. And the more bearish the consensus gets, and this appears to be happening right now, the more bullish I personally get. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, market volatility reached its ugly head once again for crypto traders on January 13th as the excitement of Bitcoin hitting its highest level in a week was quickly thwarted by a correction that thrust the crypto back into the mid $45,000 range. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows that after reaching an intraday high of 44,500, the bears took back control of the Bitcoin market and hammered the price to a low of 42,300, while the wider global financial markets also experienced a noticeable sell-off, as you can see here in the Bitcoin one-day chart. Now, here's what several analysts in the crypto community are currently saying about the Bitcoin price action and what levels traders should keep an eye on. Analysis of Bitcoin's weekly price movement was provided by crypto analyst and pseudonymous Twitter user Rhett Capital, who posted the following chart focused on Bitcoin's performance around the 50-day exponential moving average. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, though Bitcoin didn't reject from it in a picture-perfect manner, the blue 50-week exponential moving average could be reason to figure as resistance at this time. Still a few days left in the week to confirm, though. And he also shares here, last week, Bitcoin has failed to retest the black multi-month diagonal trend line as support. In fact, Bitcoin is in the process of potentially flipping this trend line back into a new resistance. And checking out his latest update here, the black diagonal trend line of the macro flagging structure is a confluent resistance with the red order block. Orange circles shows Bitcoin enjoys support in the red area throughout 2021, but blue circles show that Bitcoin may be experiencing resistance here. When it comes to where Bitcoin whales have been making a splash, on-chain analysis firm WhaleMap posted a following chart detailing heavy accumulation at the current price level, as well as the previous accumulation of 90,000 BTC of around $46,500, as he points out right here on crypto Twitter, reclaim of 46,500 will look like a trend reversal. Whales will be providing a bit of resistance there, though. All eyes on 46,500. Now, this area of resistance was also highlighted by independent market analyst Mikhail Bendepop, who posted the following chart showing a rough estimate of what the Bitcoin price action might look like for the month of January, checking out his tweet. This might be a very realistic scenario for Bitcoin. First test to 46K, I doubt we'll break through in one go. And following the breakout attempt for the rejection at 44,000, Pop posted the following tweet calling for patience as route higher will take time to unfold. As he shares here, relax, stay calm, and enjoy the markets. Last day sentiment slowly starting to switch. Long term still bullish, but in order to have a big bullish move, Bitcoin and the price action needs to settle and accumulate. That's this period. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin hash rate jumps to a new all-time high as Jack Dorsey confirms Block's mining system, as well as breaking news just in, Rio de Janeiro's mayor to invest 1% of the city's treasury into Bitcoin, as well as Bitcoin could more than double in the coming months, according to Nexo co-founder, and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, most of the major cryptos are currently correcting in the red, with Bitcoin down 4% for the day, trading just above that $42,000 support. We have Ether down 4.5%, trading just above $3,200. Solana down 7%, trading at about $144. Luna down 6%, trading at about $78. And Cardano down almost 4.5%, trading at $1.23. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin's hash rate has returned to new all-time highs. Let's go. Despite losing a key hash rate contributor, meanwhile, amid lackluster price action, Block CEO Jack Dorsey confirmed the creation of an open Bitcoin mining system. The Bitcoin space continues to surprise and bewilder critics and fanatics alike. Kazakhstan, the network's second most important BTC mining country, experienced an internet blackout last week due to civil unrest. However, the hash rate faltered no more than 13.4% before regathering to reach new all-time highs. And as we know, the Bitcoin price follows the hash rate. Send it. And as shown in this chart from Glassnode, with the price checking into the $42,000 range on Thursday, the mean hash rate hit 215 million terahashes per second. Now, Bitcoin miners continue to show resilience as the Fidelity Digital Asset observe. The network is even more widely distributed around the world, and as previously reported, that Block would develop open source Bitcoin mining systems in 2022 based on job postings on LinkedIn. On Thursday, Dorsey confirmed the hunch, retweeting comments made by Thomas Templeton, a general manager at Block. And in the Twitter thread, Templeton addressed issues relating to the availability, reliability, performance, and products pertaining to Bitcoin mining. And in sum, Block's goal for Bitcoin mining are the following. We want to make mining more distributed and efficient in every way, from buying to setup to maintenance to mining. We're interested because mining goes far beyond creating new Bitcoin. We see it as a long-term need for the future that is fully decentralized and permissionless. And this is the original tweet from Jack Dorsey announcing it. We are officially building an open Bitcoin mining system, which got over 20,000 likes and over 3,000 retweets. And Econo Alchemist, who is an established Bitcoin miner and Bitcoin Magazine contributor, shared the following. I like the idea of open sourcing this project. I think that it'll be important to build trust where no reputation exists currently, and also might shift consumer expectations in that direction. Excited to see what they come up with. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, Rio de Janeiro's mayor to invest 1% of the city's treasury in Bitcoin, as well as Bitcoin can more than double in the coming months, according to Nexo co-founder, and explains why. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above that $2 trillion milestone with about $104 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance back on the decline at 39.7%, with the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out some of the top Ishcoin gainers for the day, we have Metaverse Future leading the pack up 1,689%, followed by YoHero up almost 900%, followed by MetaLoop Tech up 269%. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 21 in extreme fear, same as yesterday. Last week was an 18 and last month a 28 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Rio de Janeiro's mayor to invest 1% of the city's treasury into Bitcoin. And if he proceeds, the megalopolis will become the first Brazilian city to purchase the primary crypto as a store of value. Now, here's why this is a pretty big deal. El Salvador, where Bitcoin is currently legal tender, has a population estimated at 6.5 million, compared to Brazil with about 215 million people. Let's freaking go. We're talking about mass Bitcoin adoption. Now, Mayor Eduardo Pace presented his plans at Rio Innovation Week as he discussed the subject in a lecture with the Bitcoin-loving mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez. Quoting him here, "We're going to launch Crypto Rio and invest 1% of the treasury into Bitcoin." The 52-year-old member of Brazil's Social Democratic Party praised Suarez's efforts to transform Miami into a cryptocurrency hub. The latter previously said he is open to exploring the idea of putting 1% of a city's treasury reserves into Bitcoin. And while Miami has positioned itself as a crypto center for the USA, Rio aims to become the South American hub for the digital asset industry. Quoting him here, "Rio de Janeiro has everything it takes to become the tech capital of South America. Events like the Rio Innovation Week come to strengthen the city's image as the perfect place to work, live, and innovate." Now, the possible Bitcoin adoption is considered a massive step for the development of the primary crypto. Since Rio de Janeiro is the financial heart of Brazil, its economy is also one of the largest in Latin America's region and among the fastest growing globally. And in line with the Bitcoin investment, Mayor Pace is also looking to provide a 10% discount on taxes when paid in the leading digital asset. That's right. Last year, Miami's leader displayed similar intentions, saying he would allow residents to pay taxes in BTC instead of U.S. dollars. Now, Eduardo Pace is not the first Brazilian politician to express sympathy towards the primary crypto. In November 2021, Congressman Luis Alves proposed a bill to enable public and private sector workers to be paid in Bitcoin. Quoting him here, "This law establishes that part of the remuneration of the workers can optionally be made through cryptocurrencies." The first line of the proposal read, "And according to the bill, employees would be able to choose what exact percentage of their salaries they want in crypto and what in fiat currencies. The employer must respectively agree to the proposed motion." So there you have it. Which countries do you think will be next to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender or put Bitcoin on their balance sheet? And also in yesterday's episode, I shared breaking news of Tonga adopting Bitcoin as legal tender later this year. Let the mass adoption continue and those dominoes continue to fall. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin could more than double in the coming months, according to Nexo co-founder, and explains why. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. I have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 100,000 subs so we can get to $100,000 Bitcoin price. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving well over 500,000 downloads per month. You can find me on Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes, Google Play, etc. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The co-founder and managing partner of crypto lender Nexo, Antonio Trenchev, is bullish on the king of all crypto despite the recent market shakeout. In a new interview with Bloomberg, he said that Bitcoin can surge by about 130% from the current levels over the coming months. Quoting him here, "Bitcoin is going to $100,000. We will see that level for sure. Whether it happens by the end of June, my optimistic scenario, or towards the end of the year, ultimately, it doesn't matter, but it's fascinating how resilient this asset is. The more bearish the consensus gets, and this appears to be happening right now, the more bullish I personally get." And when asked whether the plans by the Federal Reserve Bank to tighten the monetary policy is bad for Bitcoin, Trenchev replied, "There is no political will to raise the interest rates extensively." And according to the Nexo co-founder, the Federal Reserve Bank will loosen monetary policy if the S&P 500 U.S. stock index crashes, as he shares here. "I think as soon as the S&P 500 and the credit markets correct, something to the tune of 20 or even 30% will be back to easing in no time. I don't see the political will for anyone to power through what is necessary to hike the rates consistently for the extended periods. I just don't see that on the horizon. You know, the S&P is down here today 2.5%, and everybody is calling the end of the world, so I don't see that too as a too likely scenario, and I think cheap money is here to stay." Now, Trenchev concludes by saying he is hopeful for business-friendly regulations in the U.S. as the crypto industry grows deep and wide. Quoting him again here, "We are happy regulators are finally taking notice of the space, and hopefully something productive, business-friendly will come about, especially in the U.S., because I don't think that any country can afford to stay outside the whole crypto universe, especially with the metaverse slowly but surely emerging. I choose to be optimistic with regards to regulation. We We are proactively working with some of the regulators on that to help them build those rules. And to watch this entire interview with his prediction of $100,000 Bitcoin, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Analysts expect turbulent Bitcoin price until 46,500 flips to support, as well as Bitcoin hash rate jumps to new all-time high as Jack Dorsey confirms block mining system. And also shared with you breaking news, Rio de Janeiro's mayor to invest 1% of the city's treasury into Bitcoin, as well as Bitcoin could more than double in the coming months, according to Nexo co-founder, and explains why. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for our top three comments from yesterday's episode, Pokemon wrote, "Hi JV and Crypto News Alerts fam. Enjoyed the show. Great news about Tonga, another country that will escape the debt-based system and move into wealth accumulation along with the rest of us. Take care. God bless you and yours." Yes, Tonga and now Brazil. Bring it on. Mass adoption. Let's freaking go. And our next feature comment comes from Nathan Roth, who wrote, "Thanks JV. Like always, I see it like this. 2021, Bitcoin 3 to 60,000. That's 20x. 2022, Bitcoin 42K. The 840,000. This is going to be a great year either way. Keep up the good work, fam. Nathan, my man, now we're talking. $840,000 BTC. Send it." And our third and final featured comment comes from R. James, who wrote, "Excellent news that Tonga is looking to make Bitcoin legal tender. Other Polynesian islands may follow." That's right, fam. Many other countries and islands to follow. The dominoes have started to fall. Mass adoption. Let's go. HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.